and welcome to another episode of the Book Echoes podcast, making great books and creating creative lives that work. I'm Connie B. Dowell, and I just totally bungled my intro, but I'm going to leave it. It should be making creative lives that work. I mean, that just feels like a terrible editing error there. But on that note, well, not so much on that note, but despite that note, I've got a wonderful interview lined up for you today, actually with something that looks like an editing error, but is not. This is Connie B. Dowell interviewing Connie B. Dow. So the author I have for you today, her author name is Connie Bergstein Dow, and when I got the message from her on Facebook saying she was interested in an interview, at first I thought there was some sort of coding error there, because I'm like, Connie B. Dow is most of my name, but I have a wonderful. But it is a different Connie with an almost the same name, who's just a wonderful chat with her. She is a children's author and a dance teacher. And I feel like this is just sort of very close to my heart, as my sister, Katie Wienheisen, shout out, hi Katie, in Latin Ballet Theater is a, she runs a dance studio as well, so this feels doubly special for Connie B. Dow to be a dance teacher. But we have a lovely chat about the importance of movement for children and about how people who have expertise, like dance teachers, expertise in a special subject, or teaching a special subject, can turn that expertise into a book for children to reach a broader audience and educate children. And so I hope you enjoy and benefit from that interview coming up in a few moments. A couple of announcements. I am well underway with the Writing Schedule Revamp Challenge. That is a challenge I am hosting. It seems most people want to interact on the Facebook event page. And I will have a link in the show notes if you would like to go back and revisit the video lessons. I started on Monday, going through this Friday, so October 21st through the 25th, if you're listening to this at a later date. And so it's 5 video lessons and plenty of interaction about finding our writing time and getting prepared for National Novel Writing Month, or whatever writing challenges that we take on in November. So that's going on, but also, hooray, as we speak, as I record this, the next day after I record this, on October 23rd, Writing Without Child Care will be out in the world. So if you are a parent trying to figure out how you're going to write with your kids around, this is the book for you. It is a very short ebook with a teeny tiny paperback. Maybe not available on October 23rd, but soon thereafter. It's about 12,000 words. It's a short ebook. I think productivity books ought to be short, don't you? They ought to be short. And this one is short, so you can purchase the ebook for 99 cents, or you can get a review copy. And I will have a link to download a review copy. You can read the book for free. And if you enjoy it, I hope you will leave an honest review. So again, that's the announcements for this week. I have been talking and recording all evening for this, for other interviews, for the video lessons. So I am going to leave you right here and go right on into the interview.
All right. Welcome to the Book Echoes podcast. Today on the podcast, I've got a wonderful author with a name that is very similar to my own. So We'll try not to get too confused. So let's talk to Connie B. Dow instead of Connie B. Dowell. So welcome, Connie.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the podcast. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and your books?
Yes, I'd love to. I appreciate this opportunity. I live in Ohio, and I've had a long career in the field of dance and dance education. And my career in dance and my writing are really intertwined. And I have three books that I have written. Two were for classroom teachers and other adults who are interested in bringing movement opportunities to children, and particularly into their classroom to teach early childhood concepts and subjects. And these books are based on my long career in dance education and were published by Red Leaf Press. And the first one came out in 2006 and the second one in 2011. But I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you want to ask
me? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say that publishing my first picture book and writing directly for children really has helped me find my voice.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about that picture book.
So the picture book is called From A to Z with Energy. And I started out actually writing it as a 4-stanza verse that I was planning to submit to Highlights magazine, because I've done some work with Highlights magazine. And most of the things that I have submitted to them are also based on movement. And this was just a little poem. I was going to use the first 4 letters of the alphabet to talk about things that had to do with movement, to inspire children to be active. So I got the first 4 stanzas, and then I thought, well, I wonder, what if I kept going? And then I thought of a good one for E. E is for the energy, you need to run and play. And then F is for the fun you'll have while moving every day. And so I just kept going. And it is a rhyming book, as you can see. I kept going and wrote the manuscript and began actually submitting a different one. And in submitting a different one, what turned out to be my publisher, Free Spirit, was interested in other things I had about movement. And this was the one that they picked. So it became a book. And that was just about 2 years ago when this whole process of them accepting the book started.
And excellent.
This was released in April.
Yeah, I can see that as having a real appeal. As a mother of 2 kids that like to bounce around a lot.
Bounce around. Energetic kids. Yeah. Oh, yes. We know all about those.
Yeah, I can just picture kids reading, hearing this book read aloud and jumping all over the place during.
That's what I hope. And, jumping in a fun way and not, being guided into doing safe things, of course. But I think that the rhythm and the action words do make them want to get up and move.
Yeah, great. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what your books offer to kids in terms of like why movement is so good for them and their education.
It was written to inspire them to be active as part of a healthy lifestyle. It talks about eating healthy food and being outside and different activities that you can do outside. And it also, I also wanted it to tap into their creativity, and it helps children to use their imaginations about all the different things that they can do. And I think one thing that makes my book stand out, and I credit Free Spirit with this, they do this with a lot of their picture books. They have a guide in the back, and it's for parents and teachers and librarians. And I talk about the benefits of dance and movement. By the way, dance and movement I use interchangeably. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, for the purposes of this interview. And then plus I have 10 supplemental activities that I have written that kind of enhance the reading of the story, because the book's about the alphabet, but about other things. So the activities are about learning to make letter shapes in your bodies and other early literacy themes. And they're really playful and fun. And they help teach, as I said, early literacy skills and also to develop social emotional skills.
Yeah, excellent. There's a lot of benefits to moving and how that enhances everything else that they're learning at that stage. True.
And I just want to say that, teachers always find that it's really hard to find time for movement. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. So my win-win solution is whatever you're teaching, throw a little movement activity in with it, you know, or read a story that has an idea that you can bring to life through movement. And I talk a lot about that in my books and when I talk to teachers, that you don't have to have a huge room. You don't have to set aside time and make it, I don't even like to say this, an extra or a special, because I don't think they are extras or specials. I think they are right in with the main part of the curriculum. So I feel like if you can just bring it in your daily routine and integrate it right in there, that's the win-win.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. So you've been a dance teacher for many years. How did you get started into writing?
So I would say that wanting to be a writer and wanting to share ideas about teaching movement happened simultaneously. I had been teaching dance for many years, and I had saved my lesson plans. I'm talking now mostly about my creative dance age children, which is like 3 to 6. Excuse me. And I wanted to compile them into a book, and I thought it would be really fun to share these ideas with other teachers. So I submitted the manuscript to Red Leaf Press, and they offered me a contract for a book and then eventually a second book. And in addition to ideas for integrating movement into the classroom, they include information about, again, the benefits of movement. That's one of my passions, is to talk about that. And ideas for classroom management, which is one of the gifts creative movement can give teachers. Mm-hmm. It helps kids to learn, you know, to be aware of their bodies, to know how to slow down and speed up and what direction they're going, and listening to instructions and delayed gratification and goal setting and problem solving and all those wonderful SEL skills. And I also talk about modifying movement so that all children can be included in the activities.
That's great.
So that was the launch of my writing career.
Yeah, that's great. So obviously with the writing growing out of this dance education background, I can see why you would choose to write for children in this age group specifically. So maybe to adopt the usual question, what drew you to teach dance to children?
Well, I was kind of thrown into it after graduate school. I wanted to have a teaching career along with my performing career. And I did do some teaching in college and graduate school, but that was mostly adults. So partly just being in classrooms with kids and finding out what ideas worked and building on that over the years. And I had probably been teaching for almost 30 years when I first started deciding that maybe it was time for me to look back a little bit and start compiling ideas and sharing them.
Excellent. So could we talk a little bit about challenges moving from dance education into also writing? When you first got started writing, what were some challenges that you may have faced?
I would say, you know, changing from one genre to another. So many times in my classroom with kids, I would turn to books and stories and songs and sometimes make up my own stories and my own verses. And I love entering into a child's world of imagination. So I just really wanted to change my focus. So that was probably my biggest challenge. I didn't know anything about writing picture books. So I began to have ideas that I thought, you know, maybe this could be a picture book and it would still, you know, it'd be about movement. It would be something I could share. So I joined SCBI, of course, and I started going to workshops and writing conferences, and I read lots and lots of picture books, entered contests, helped to form a critique group. Excuse me, I have wonderful critique partners. And that process continues. And the more I learn, the more excited I am about writing for young children. But I would say that transition was a big learning curve for me.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like, you had a couple of ideas under your belt that you mentioned that wasn't the idea you first submitted.
Correct.
That it was a different one.
Yes, I have other things that I'm submitting, and a possible idea in the works for a second book with Free Spirit, and we're just exploring that idea right now.
Yeah, excellent. So wondered if you had any parting advice or thoughts for other people who are maybe considering taking their own background and turning that into writing and education for children.
Well, two points I would like to make about that. I think that I feel really lucky that I have a diverse background in dance that I can draw from. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like, you know, for other people who have had a, you know, strong career in something, that is something they can really bring to the children's book market, I think, that experience. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, when I'm asked about parting advice, I always think of the same answer. And that is that I have an incredibly valuable resource as other authors. And of course, the critique group that I mentioned, meetings and networking, so important. And there's so many online writers groups. In fact, that's mm-hmm. how I found you.
Yeah.
And there's communities built around different aspects of writing, fiction, nonfiction, query letters, the submission process, picture books, middle grade. I have found so many different groups, and I've learned something from every one of them. And I have found that other writers are so generous with their advice and help. And that has just come as a real wonderful surprise to me. And I didn't think I was going to find a community when I was setting out on basically a solo venture, which is sitting at my desk mm-hmm. and writing. And I feel part of a really wonderful community. And that's been, just a lovely surprise.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. The children's and YA writer and illustrator community is very warm and welcoming for the vast majority. So yeah, if anyone's listening and maybe feeling nervous, then just jump right in, because we would love to have you.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. You write mostly YA, did you say?
Yeah, that's what I've published so far, but I've got some picture books on the back burner.
Oh, well, I'll look forward to hearing about those. Yeah. It's exciting. Have you, I mean, I thought you agree about the writing community just being incredibly open and.
Oh yeah. The writing community in general, but especially for children's and young adult literature.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's very supportive and friendly. And we like to lift each other up. So great. So it was really great to hear from you, Connie. So where can we find more about you and your books and dance education online?
Well, I think probably the place to start would be my website, which is www.movingislearning.com. And I have a blog that I've been writing since 2011. Mm-hmm. And I have lots of ideas on there. I have lesson plans. I have books that I've made into story dances. I have tips for teachers, again, the benefits of movement. I talk about how to be a good audience. I talk about the importance of the arts in general and dance in particular in the classroom and in our culture. So I have just really, it's a really good resource, and it can also direct you to other resources. So I would start there. And also a really wonderful kind of central clearinghouse for everything dance is the National Dance Education Organization, and that's NDEO. I believe it's www.ndeo.org. And they're just totally tuned into the most relevant topics of dance and schools and everything that you would want to know if you had questions about dance.
Yeah, great. Great. That was wonderful to hear. And it was great that you shared your experience with us. Thanks for coming on the show.
Again, I appreciate the opportunity, Connie. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to the Book Echoes podcast. You can find the podcast at bookechoes.com, on Apple Podcasts, or on Stitcher. And I would really appreciate it if you enjoyed the podcast to leave a review at one of those places or leave a comment on the show notes at bookechoes.com.